You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. For years, doctors have used hyperbaric oxygen therapy to treat things like bone infections, burns, and acute anemia. Well, some clinics are using it to treat veterans with brain injuries, and the military is interested in learning more. Since 2009, the Rocky Mountain Hyperbaric Institute in Louisville has been offering free oxygen therapy to vets. Dan Grisham of Loveland just started treatments. He was caught in several IED explosions while serving in Iraq. Grisham says when he got home, everyday tasks became really difficult.
Something as simple as balancing a checkbook is almost impossible now. Keeping a schedule correct, making sure I pick up the kids on time.
Here's how the therapy works. A patient lies down in a tube-shaped chamber and breathes in a large dose of oxygen for about an hour, much more oxygen than we breathe in normal air. This is actually a second round of treatments for Grisham. He couldn't finish the first ones, he says, for personal reasons. And though he had to stop early back then, he said he'd begun to feel better.
The biggest change was the headaches had stopped, and I was getting 2 to 3 a week. And the VA doctor that I had actually prescribed Percocet, and that was the only thing to take the edge off of the headaches. And while I was in treatment, after probably the first 3 weeks, the headaches had stopped.
Grisham also says he was thinking more clearly. Now, months later, he's back to try it again. So far, the FDA hasn't approved this treatment for brain injuries, but the Louisville Clinic is part of an ongoing national study. The military is also conducting its own research. Ryan Fulmer runs the clinic. He told CPR's Andrea Dukakis that the best part of his job is seeing changes in the veterans.
When these veterans come to us that have had head injuries for years from war-related wounds, they don't say much to us. They don't socialize. They don't look us in the eye. They look very depressed. They look sad. And one of the most rewarding things with working with veterans is seeing these guys and gals come to life, seeing veterans that have had headaches for years and years say, I've been headache-free for a week. I went hiking. I went shopping. I went out to dinner. Those are simple things for people like us, but for someone that has been debilitated by headache, going out to dinner with their family or going on a hike is huge for them, and they're so appreciative.
Can you tell me about a veteran that you worked with where you really noticed a change?
Sure. We had a veteran from Colorado that began with us. He was blown out of his Hummer in Iraq and had severe memory loss, severe headaches, sleep problems. And he started coming to us about a year ago. And right away, within about 5 or 10 sessions, his headaches improved, his short-term memory improved. There are many cases like that. Severe cases take longer, but the moderate and mild cases are easier to treat, and we get results pretty quickly within a few weeks.
Are there any folks that you've treated who you just haven't seen good results?
To be honest with you, no. Not with brain injuries, no. There are other situations that we've seen not such good results, but with brain injuries, with blast injuries and concussions, stroke, we've seen improvement with everybody.
A little bit of the history of hyperbaric therapy. How long has it been used and what did it start out being used for?
Hyperbaric first appeared in the mid-1600s when they would just compress a room with air. And this was before electricity. This was before they discovered what oxygen was and what it was used for. And they would try to treat tuberculosis or asthma. And it really didn't become too popular until the Industrial Revolution at around the turn of the last century, when they were doing underwater welding and bridge building in America. And they were running compressed air down to their divers. And when the divers would come to the surface, they would be bent over. And that's why they called it the bends. And the thing they noticed when they were treating their divers for the bends or Cajun's disease is that when they were treating them, their wounds healed quicker than divers that were not getting treatments. The neurological part came later. Not until the mid-70s did they start using this therapy for brain injury.
And yet it's still not approved by the FDA for all of these different new uses.
No, there are 14 conditions that the FDA covers, mainly bone infection, soft tissue infection, amputations. that sort of thing, but nothing for neurological is FDA approved at this time.
Any sense of why it seems to be helping with veterans with traumatic brain injury?
A SPECT scan shows where blood flow exists in the brain, and where blood flow exists, oxygen is there. These SPECT scans generally will show poor blood flow after a brain injury, and after the veteran has had a series of treatments, the SPECT scans show an improvement of blood flow and perfusion. And as the SPECT scans improve, the patient reports anecdotal improvements in their overall well-being and quality of life.
Now, there are some doctors out there that are skeptical about the use of hyperbaric treatment with brain injuries, PTSD. What do you tell the skeptics?
There's very little placebo-controlled studies on brain injury, so doctors are not inclined to tell their patients about it because there's not good information out there. It's not well understood. It's not taught in medical school. But this brain injury is the signature wound of the Iraq-Afghanistan war at this point. There's 300,000 or more of these veterans coming home with brain injuries. It's a difficult process. We are limited in what we can do. We do have funding this year for 75 veterans, but it's not enough. We have so many of these guys and gals that need help, and I think that it's going to come down to the government and the FDA approving hyperbaric oxygen for brain injuries for our veterans. We can't ignore it anymore.
Ryan, thanks for being here.
Thanks. It was good to be here.
Ryan Fulmer is program director at the Rocky Mountain Hyperbaric Institute in Louisville. He spoke with CPR's Andrea Dukakis.